Israel holds national moment of silence to mark 1 month since Hamas attacks. By Joel B. Polag on November 7, 2023. The entire country of Israel came to a standstill on Tuesday at 11 a.m. local time as the nation observed a moment of silence to mark 1 month since the October 7 attack by Palestinian Hamas terrorists, which killed over people. The day, now known to Israel as the Black Sabbath, also saw nearly 7,200 injured and 240 hostages taken to Gaza. The Times of Israel reported. The first event of the day was an 11 a.m. minute of silence, similar to the moments of silence accompanied by sirens that are sounded on Holocaust Remembrance Day and Israel Memorial Day. The moment of silence was marked at Democracy Square in Tel Aviv, a section of Kaplan Street that was renamed in July in honor of the weekly protests there against the government's judicial overhaul. The Israeli flag was lowered to half-staff at Ahad HaSharon Community Center as well as other cities and local authorities. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave an interview to ABC News in which he accepted responsibility in a general sense for the security failure of October 7, marking the first time he had done so publicly. The responsibility of a government is to protect the people, and clearly that responsibility wasn't met. He said that an investigation would follow after the war. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.